Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast of the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Damn, on Monday is the KISW Miles Montgomery Golf Classic presented by Pinky's Plumbing and Bill Wright Golf Complex at Jefferson Park, starting bright and early, 6 a.m. with the Daily Megs Morning Show. We will be out there, so... Today we took a couple of tunes off of the Caddyshack soundtrack. Mm-hmm. The first being Kenny Loggins. Kenny Loggins, how about right? Taking on the one and only Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I want this to be like an entrance song walking into a bar.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, good times are coming.
No, good to see you.
Yeah.
Vote for Earth, Wind, and Fire, Boogie Wonderland, or Kenny Loggins. I'm all right if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live. Any guesses as to where the voting's going right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little one-sided.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
In a good way?
Well, sure.
I guess it depends which song you want to win.
Right.
I know who I want to win.
I kind of want Earth, Wind, and Fire to win.
Well, then you'd better want a little bit harder there, Miles.
Yeah. Vote now if you follow us on X and Men's Room Live.
I mean, people want a lot of stuff, dog.
Yes, they do. They don't get them. They don't get a damn thing.
Put wand in one hand.
Yep.
Yeah. That girl wanted a date.
Good time.
Oh, damn.
Ted versus the FCC is coming up at 4:35. But first, we have time for a few emails in the men's room at KISW.com.
Was that at the place I like?
Yes.
Oh, that's great food.
I know.
No.
It the curtains.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
I think I turned them on to it. I love that place.
Me too. What on the date that went sideways, Tori?
That makes it worse.
I know that.
Right, sorry, I'm not helping.
Trying to paint it as best I could. Oh, no. Guys, I was taken out on a date to a Korean barbecue. I had not eaten all day because I was saving my appetite. So when they brought out the raw food is when I knew we had to cook the food ourselves. So anyway, we started the cooking and the flames came up. Okay. Unfortunately, I was wearing a short pixie cut synthetic wig that night.
Oh,
once again, I did not know there would be flames. The flames started to singe my wig. I could feel my wig shrinking on my head. I never recovered from that embarrassment or stepped foot in a Korean barbecue restaurant again. That from the lovely Marie.
Why were you wearing a pixie wig?
I don't know what a synthetic pixie cut
is. So not made of real hair, a pixie cut. It's just a wig and a pixie cut made of nylon, whatever the hell wigs are made out of, if it's not hair.
My guess would either be skin disease or... I mean, or a black woman. I mean, I'm just, those are the two big wig wearers.
So you got a disease, or you're a black woman.
Black.
There's two people walking into the store, ladies.
They got wigs on.
You'll know who they are.
I know about three women that wear wigs. Two of them are black.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one, she has whatever it is. But
alopecia?
Alopecia.
Yeah. So, like, and there's photos of me in her wig.
How do you look?
Does she know it?
Oh, yeah. We were all getting hair. You guys know her.
Okay.
Do I?
Yeah, it's one of our good buddies' girlfriends.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. All right. Do you think there's an Irish guy out there whose last name is Opecia and his first name is Al?
No.
I'm
no.
Al Opecia.
No, no, no.
It's probably like
no, Pat. You know, not one alopecia on this planet.
I don't know a lot of Al's in the Irish community.
I don't.
It's more of an Italian.
Okay, Donovan McNabb. Most Irish name ever. Brother.
Time for a few birthday emails brought to you by our friends at Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Step responsibly.
And if you're headed to the tournament on Monday, they'll be with me on the 16th hole. I'm going to be eating salsa all day, so it's going to be a good time. All right, guys.
Al Opecia.
Jesus. That's a joke. Look at the picture. Look at the picture.
Guy's got a beard down to his waist.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Good work, Mike.
Hola, guys. It's my son Riker's second birthday. Can he get a kid's face sandwich? Coach Ted pumping him up for going to see a monster truck show this weekend.
Yeah. Nice.
And some dad jokes from Miles. Cheers, guys. That from Tyler.
Fish sandwich.
All right, man. I don't know where you're going to see these monster trucks, but monster trucks are awesome. All right. I've seen them a couple times here down at the football stadium. Here's the main thing. First of all, look at your dad straight in the eye. This guy's two, right?
Miles, 2 years old.
All right, look at your dad. Go, Dad, I need headgear or ear protection. That is the loudest thing I've ever been to. Dad, if you've never been, I'm dead serious. Buy him ear protection. Second of all, you're two. I'm going to need a favor from you. When that truck gets going, you got to scream. And keep screaming. Scream all night, son.
Have you guys seen that lately?
I have not.
It is awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That's what I keep hearing. I just haven't done. Actually, my kid went last year, or 2 years ago, one of the two. Ended up on the Jumbotron, made his life.
Awesome. Yeah. Jokes for a 2-year-old on a Dad Joke Friday.
Oh, no.
Guys, I just got hospitalized due to a peekaboo accident.
Oh, yeah?
They put me in the ICU. Peekaboo. 2-year-old.
I kind of like that. That's cute, man. I don't know if the kid gets it.
He'll get this one eventually. I just talked to my kids about democracy.
Oh, yeah?
I had them vote on which movie to watch and then which pizza they wanted to order.
Okay.
All right.
I then picked the movie and the pizza because I got all the money.
There you go.
Albert Einstein was a genius. Did you know that?
Yeah.
But his brother Frank, he was a monster. I'm just hoping I'm not too late to get a birthday shout out to my beautiful, amazing daughter, Alexis, who turns 14 today. The show has introduced her to so many things in her life, including animal flatulence, fish sandwiches, and dog punning. I was hoping she could get a fish sandwich medley, some green beans, and a couple of dad jokes from Miles. Thanks, guys. You make the hours of driving every day more tolerable. Rock on. That from Chris in New Hampshire.
Can I get a fillet fish sandwich?
I have a fish sandwich.
Brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
I want a fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe are you sure? Relish in the morning.
Fish.
At noon, and I buy you a fish sandwich.
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean. Green bean.
All right, Alexis is 14.
14.
He should 14. Work. Guys, there can be 100 people in a room, and 99 will not slap you.
Yeah?
But one will. My wife told me to take that spider out instead of killing him. So,
that would be dinner?
Yeah, I have a few drinks. Nice guy. He's a web designer.
The web designer.
Guys, I decided I want a pet termite.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to name him Clint.
Oh,
because Clint eats wood.
Clint eats wood.
Okay, all right.
And Ted, people said I'd never get over my obsession with Phil Collins. But take a look at me now.
Oh, yes.
Damn it.
Thought you could hit him with Imagine Dragons.
I got that one coming up.
All right.
Yeah.
Coming up.
Hey,
Look at him.
Good level.
Let's leave this for now. Guys, I want to give a birthday shout out to my sisters, Gemma and Jesse. Also, thank you from the three of us for all the entertainment and joy you bring to our afternoons. Yeah, whether we're listening live or on the replays there on the Odyssey app. So I want a fish sandwich, green beans, and Ted, the coach, for encouraging things will be better on the next year. Thank you, gentlemen. Congrats on your 20th anniversary, and salute you all. That from Joanna.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Yeah. All right. I guess this is an adult, right? We didn't get an age on this one?
Yeah.
All right, listen, man. You had a bad year last year. I'll be honest with you. Coaches had down years. But you know what you do? You get up the next day, all right? What's the first step in a marathon? Or what's the first thing in a marathon? That first step. UCLA, one of the winningest basketball programs of all time. First practice every year with learn to tie your shoes. Get up. Take that dust off. Put your hat on. Go outside. This year's going to be better. If you make it better.
Guys, this one for Renee Olapachola. None of my friends listen to the show, so I decided to do my own birthday shout-out. It is my 26th trip around the sun. Thank you guys for keeping me company while I deliver in the summer heat. Love the show. Keep up the great work. How about a Leroy Jenkins, some shotgun gets, and the dirty Germans talking about what they will do with my packages. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Get! Get! Get.
Yeah, you know what to do with your packages. I will put them in my dirty hole.
Yeah. So you know what? The thing is, the packages go in, they go out. Before you know it, you all end up in the gummy cave.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, the gummy cave is still a thing.
By the way, we just got an email, just a quick update. It says, Ted was right. I'm a black woman. The woman wearing the pixie wig.
Okay.
Yeah, she emailed in.
All right.
Not alopecia.
Not alopecia. Well, she might have alopecia, too.
Aloysia.
Aloysia.
Well, I was looking at you for a little backup there, Thrill. You kind of left me on this island.
Well, no, I just let you're not wrong. But hey.
Fellas. Out, yeah. I get it right.
My name.
Also, just personal thing. Just, hey, little hint for a lot of people. Men, buy one set of silk pillowcases.
All right.
Guys, my name is Eric B., and today is my 30th trip around the big fireball in the sky. Would love to hear the dirty Germans talk about what my girlfriend should do for me tonight. Maybe a fart and a what the F is that, bro. Love the show, guys. You make the day a whole lot better. That from Eric.
Oh, my God. What the F is that, bro?
Yeah, I think we should do tonight. In Germany, we let you do a little thing where we name sex moves after bands. So I was thinking the five-finger death punch, but that's too much. So for your birthday, do the Bananarama, where you ram a banana.
Yeah, or you could do the AC/DC in hopes the plugs go in the right ports.
Yeah.
Outrage.
Yeah.
Ah!
Oops.
Have you ever heard him sing in his first band?
Oh, yeah.
Brian Johnson?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's like a glam kind of rock band.
Really?
And it's not like this.
Wait, his voice sounds different?
Yes. Yeah.
They did a cover of House of the Rising Sun, which is freaking awesome.
I cannot imagine hearing his voice.
Dude, it's great. I'll show you at the break. It's great.
All right. Guys, wishing my best friend Nicholas, pronounced Dirty Man, a happy 37th birthday. He would love some dad jokes from Miles, the Dirty Germans discussing the best elixir to sober up after a long night of drinking. And Ringo saying a few words. Love you, man. Best regards. That from Paul. That's what we got for you, Paul.
Paul?
Paul.
Paul. Sorry, Andrew.
You got Paul's birthday today. Isn't that something?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Do you want two CDs?
Two CDs?
No, don't do it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
I eat mop who?
Yes.
Oh, damn it.
Mike! Mike! Mike, do you bofa?
Do I bofa what?
Bofa these nuts!
I got it!
Do you like pudding?
No.
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 You like pudding?
I don't like pudding, Miles. Neither does the FTC.
Putting these on your chin?
Yeah. Don't say that
The FTC doesn't like that one.
Do you like Imagine Dragons?
No, the FCC doesn't like that one either.
Imagine dragging these.
Nah. Come on, Jesus.
Do you like parodies?
No!
How about a parodies?
File!
The FCC doesn't like his jokes. He's trying to get us pulled off the air.
Parodies.
Do you like a parody?
Yeah, to answer Miles's question, yes. But of course, what kind of elixir do you want after a heavy night of drinking? Yeah, more booze. Just don't sober up. Stay drunk.
Yeah, see, the thing is that after you're drinking, you're dehydrated, so you need water and salt. So I will help you with this special elixir. If you help me retrieve it.
Guys, can you wish Melissa a very happy birthday? Give her Coke Ted on what to do tonight. The captain on how me and her can have some fun. And a couple dad jokes from Miles. Thanks, guys, very much. He's a wonderful woman. Always puts a smile on my face when I see her walk through that door. That from her friend, Bernard.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and congratulations on having a friend who's also a dog. But as far as having fun, I don't know about you, but as mascots like to say, it starts by waking up in an abandoned rail car in a decommissioned nuclear facility. We like to scoop up some muddy water with our bare hands, filter it through a hobo's socks, before guzzling it out of a rusty paint can. Give it 5 minutes, and I promise the fun will begin. Bring baby oil. Crunch berries.
Hi, you going out tonight? It's your birthday. This dude sends in a nice email. What are you going to do? I don't know. Make some mistakes. Make some terrible mistakes. You know what? Maybe cross the line with this guy. Seems India. Seems like you're both single. Hook it up. Get a margarita. Do some coke. Wake up in Tijuana.
Wow. Oh, yep. God.
Guys, I dated a girl who was a twin, and people used to ask me how I could tell them apart.
Oh, yeah?
I said, Jessica always pulled her hair back. Michael had a huge penis. God. I want you guys to know I switched to a European dishwashing detergent.
Oh, yeah?
It's finished.
Nice.
Have you checked out the new boy band from Puerto Rico?
No.
The new boy band from Puerto Rico.
One Direction. I asked my dog what's 2 minus 2.
What'd he say?
He said nothing. And what's a funeral director's favorite element from the periodic table?
Argon?
Barium.
Barium.
Oh, no.
Barium.
Is that a real thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
And guys, I'd like to wish my dad Lynn a very happy 83rd birthday. He doesn't like celebrating, so he's hiding from the family at his hunting cabin in Danville, Washington. That's fine by me, because let's face it, he's 83. He can do whatever the F he wants. So could you please give an old lady fish sandwich, the angry bagel guy, and a you big dummy. Happy birthday, old man. Love you to the moon and beyond. That from the ginger midget.
I'll have a fish sandwich.
Shut your mouth. You're not God or my father or my boss, you big dummy.
All right, guys. Here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
Corn.
Sherry Schlitz sews slits shut in her sheets and on sailor ships. Sherry Schlitz sews soiled sailor sheet slits shut to seal the sailor's soiled slitted sheets. Bring Schlitz your sleets.
Three times fast.
Sherry Schlitz sews slits shut and sheets on sailor ships. Sherry Schultz sews soiled sailor sheets slit shut to seal the sailor soiled slitted sheets. Bring Schlitz, you slits.
One.
Sherry Schlitz sews sleet sluts shut to sheets and sailor ships. Sherry Schlitz sews soiled sailor sheets slit shut to the seal to the sailor soiled slitted sheets. Bring Schlitz, you sheets.
Two.
Sherry Schlitz sews slits shut and sheets on sailor ships. Sherry Schlitz sews soiled sailor sheets. sheets slit, shut to seal the sailor's soiled sheeted sheets, bring slit you slits.
Seems like a win in 10 versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for 10 versus the FCC.
It's about 2:30 coming up with some tongue twisters for you, Ted, but lo and behold, Simon the Kiwi from Redmond, a listener of ours, sent an email this morning.
Who's actually a Kiwi.
Yeah, he said this is a listener submitted, Ted versus the FCC. As we say, the listener always comes first. So, Simon, here you go. And Ted, this one goes something like this. How much food could a food truck truck if a food truck could truck food? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through, then three times fast.
All right. How much food could a food truck truck if a food truck could truck food? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food.
Three times fast.
How much food could a food truck truck if a food truck could truck food? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food.
One.
How much food could a food truck truck if a food truck could truck food? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food.
Two.
How much food could a food truck truck if a food truck could truck food? A food truck would truck as much food as a food truck would truck if a food truck could truck food.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Spit hot fire on the mic.
Wow. There you go. A big win in Ted versus the FCC. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. There's a popular VPN service that saw a 1,000% increase in signups. 1,000% increase. 30 minutes after Pornhub was banned in France.
Yeah, I bet that makes sense.
Damn. I wonder if there's a correlation.
No.
That's just
no.
a crazy coincidence there.
Why did they ban it?
Probably
is it just because it's porn? I mean, is that the beginning
right.
of it?
Porn addiction's on the rise, and so we're going to curb it by banning an American porn site.
We'll just go to other places.
Pretty much.
You have to have figured this out by now.
Pretty much. Air traffic control has announced an overhaul to bring operations into the 21st century, which they say includes, quote, no more floppy disks and paper strips.
I saw that. If you want even more comfort, you know, Newark Airport right now, probably the most dangerous one in the country, mm-hmm. for whatever technical reasons, they said, hey, good news. We should have that taken care of by October.
Mm-hmm. By October.
By October. Yeah, October. I heard that cool. yesterday. I'm like, bro, okay. That lends no comfort to
it. Okay. Good work, guys.
October.
Hey, glad you could catch. You know what? At least they're doing it. At least they're making it happen.
Right. At least that first, like Coach Ted said, take that first step.
That's yep. right. You know what? We could sit here and talk about how what should have been done already. However, it doesn't change the fact that it ain't done yet. So
October.
Let's get it done, and then we'll talk about that. 77% of Americans have changed their spending habits, and 49% prioritize no hidden fees.
I wonder why that is.
Yeah.
Come on.
Because there's a recession on the way.
There's a recession on the way. Everybody knows it's coming, right? So you start changing your money habits. And no, we don't like hidden fees.
Right.
And it's weird, man, because you forget, like, Delaware, there's no sales tax. Mexico, if there is sales tax, it's already included on the price you see on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so weird.
Oregon,
right. To go somewhere and just pay
what's
exactly
on the sticker.
What mm-hmm. it said.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
And that should be normal. We're so used to paying sales tax, you don't think about it. But I'm like, right, in a normal world where people make sense of things, you just go like, that's the cost.
Especially on things that I'm buying that I already don't need to buy. You know, I'm going concert tickets on this. Okay, you're going to tell me what the sticker price is for this concert ticket. One, I already know that you're jacking up the price either for dynamic pricing or you're a third-party seller. You know, you're a scalper right. that's throwing it back out there to try to make your dime, whatever. Okay, you're already taking me to school on this one. Put the entirety of the cost on there. Convenience cost. My ass, your convenience cost.
It's not convenient.
No, it's not.
Be convenient if you handed me a paper ticket, mofo.
Exactly.
And I still don't know how sometimes there's like processing fees for like using a credit card to pay or using your bank account to pay something online. It's like, whoa, you've kind of forced me into this now.
Correct.
Right. I mean, the thing, it's all just a scam. It's like, look, we put it out there. This is the only rules of engagement.
Right.
And we're going to charge you for it. Right, it's just that it's like the baggage fee on that at your flight.
Yep.
Right, they started in 2008, and I remember at the time it said rising fuel costs. Oh, we all said BS. Like it's going to stick around. It's a $7 billion industry. Just your baggage.
Right.
Like, come on, man.
Again, just put it all out there in the open. I'm already spending.
How much does it cost?
Right, I'm already spending more than I plan to. All right, fine. Let me see what the lump sum is.
That's all.
I want to be able to fund that much.
Because the thing is, look, if you need a flight, you still need the flight where you're going.
Yes.
So I might be irritated, but it's not going to affect whether or not I buy the ticket. Obviously, I'm doing this because I got something to do.
Mm-hmm. Even weight loss, quote unquote, failures can improve your health.
Well, sure.
You're still focusing on your health.
Yeah,
you're still
if you're trying, you probably put something better in your body.
That's a good point.
Exactly. Exactly. Privacy fears are keeping a quote-unquote goldmine of health data out of the hands of doctors.
Wait, what now?
So they're not getting your personal information?
Pretty much. So people's fears about their information getting into the quote the wrong hands, as it were,
yeah.
is also keeping really, really handy information out of the hand of your doctors.
Well, to be honest with you, if someone halfway around the world wants to know what my blood pressure is, they can have it.
Yeah, I know.
That's kind of where I'm at, too. Like, I get it. There's a lot of things that we don't realize is important information that should not be out there to the public because hackers have a way of taking that information and turning it into a profit for themselves. However, yeah, Miles, I'm kind of with you. Like, my medical records of what it is that my phone picks up, as it were, like, let that go to my doctor.
But I don't think when people have the concerns about the medical stuff, I don't think you're worried about, like, the guy in, you know, Azerbaijan is going to use it for something. But the insurance companies, they love to get their hands on that stuff.
Sure.
So they can come up with a way to not make the payout.
Right.
And well, it's like they were saying, like, a lot of car manufacturers now, if they have the digital dashboard,
mm-hmm.
your insurance company gets... Not whether or not you got pulled over, just whether or not you speed. Right? That kind of stuff.
There you go.
And they slowly jack up rates. So I think it's the same thing. Because it's all about insurance.
Yes.
You're not worried about your doctor. It's about insurance. Whether it's your car, whether it's your house, whether it's medical. It's about insurance.
What if we take the burden off the insurance companies and just let them just walk away? That just does not deal with them.
Give us our money back.
That's right.
Give us our money back.
Remove you from this responsibility that you so clearly don't want.
And I think one thing, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. We can all agree that the healthcare system in this country sucks.
Yeah. Oh, it's horrible.
Exactly. But you know what? That's a little thing that drives everybody crazy. There's actually a lot of little things that drive people crazy.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 reasons or things or people or hobbies or whatever the hell it is you decided to bore us with today. I'll be quite honest, I don't know and I don't care. So here's a great idea. Get bent.
No.
Positive Friday.
I'll admit I didn't get my top 10 to VD fast enough today, and I think he had to leave early. So that's what he delivered.
All right. I respect that. He still put in the work.
A lovely little message to send us on another weekend. Thank you, VD. So these are...
That guy loves flowers.
He does, man. Yeah. He's big on flowers. I should. I should just put a big-ass vase of flowers on his desk. So these are 10 things that drive people crazy. They start with, when shop assistants 20 years younger than you insist on calling you darling or love. Patronizing.
I have not had that issue, but that would annoy me.
I'm with you. People who allow their dog to jump all over you when you walk into their house.
I would go with honey.
Honey? Yeah. You're too young to be calling me honey.
Or when people say, like, well, honey, you don't, like... I understand. Now you're being patronizing.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly. Little things that drive people nuts. The constant misuse of the word complimentary. Complimentary means, hey, you look great. Complimentary means it's free. You'll receive a complimentary... Yeah, okay.
So what's people's issues?
That people will say complimentary and then still make you pay for it.
Oh, yeah, that is not complimentary.
No, that's right. Right. That's not complimentary.
Would you like a complimentary glass of wine? Yes, that'll be $7.50.
That's not... Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Complimentary continental breakfast. That's one of my favorites.
That is not misusing it. That is lying.
Right. People who post... Oh, dang it. People who post vague statuses designed to elicit concern or sympathy.
At the hospital. Feeling sad.
But does it still work?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they also throw in oversharers on Facebook in general. Do you literally have to check yourself in 10 times a day just so everybody knows that you're at the gym, you're at lunch, you're making baked beans for dinner?
Sure.
Nobody cares.
Baked beans. Making baked beans. Got the pump on, making beans.
But, you know, we see it all the time. You know,
going through a lot right now. I need prayers.
What's going on?
I don't want to talk about it.
Let's shut up.
Correct. Right. Like, okay, you just want the attention then. All right, I get it.
I ran into this in person a few weeks ago.
Really?
The person was talking about their job.
All right.
I grew up in the D.C. area, so I know certain jobs like that. I said, DOD, well, I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
All right, then.
Well, I lived in Columbia for a while.
The country?
Yeah. Okay. But it's like, they kept talking about it.
So you don't want to talk about it.
So you do.
You just don't want to answer my questions. But
correct.
You want to talk about it, okay?
Right, that's all I'm just like.
Just this is not a guessing game.
Right.
Or here's an idea. If it's that top secret, don't say anything about it.
Don't bring it up.
I've known people that worked in the NSA. All they have ever said to me, one guy said, I don't do anything. I turn a wrench.
Cool.
Understood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a neighbor tell me that they count numbers.
Right?
Yes.
This one says.
On what? On a computer.
Correct. Little things that drive people crazy. This one says people who kick the back of my seat in an airplane.
Well it's typically a kid.
It is.
But so also that's the parents' job. Honestly, kids are going to be kids.
Right.
Yeah, I threw a look at a kid once, and he didn't quite get it. He's maybe 4 or 5, but dad caught my look and it stopped.
I would also say check who's behind you. It happened to me once. Somebody's feet kept bumping mine, and I kind of kept kicking them back, and then... When we got up, I mean, the brother had to be 6'10".
Oh.
Feet didn't fit, Ted.
I know. And I was like, I didn't realize you can fit in the seat. And he's like, oh. I was like,
Yep.
Like, my bad.
My bad.
I would, hell, I would have moved your feet. If he had even tapped him and been like, dude, I'm that. I would have been like, cool.
Stickers that are impossible to remove without leaving a gummy residue, like on plates and glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always have to run those under an ungodly amount of hot water to activate it's that so glue annoying. And get it scraped yeah. off.
And what about the tabs you got to pull off like a new condiment? And it's like, lift yeah. this, pull it off. They never pull off.
And then it just rips.
Yeah. No, yeah. splashes everywhere in your face like condoms. Right. So it's not just me.
No. The non
because no. I always wonder, like, am I doing this wrong?
Sometimes you
it
just
says
rip.
Pull.
Sometimes you just rip the ring clean off. And
still that's what happens to me.
The thing's still in there. You're like, oh no,
I need this mustard.
Right. The non-perforated corner on there. Dude, just tear here.
Yeah.
And then you just throw it everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I should say jokes on you on the inside.
Uh-huh. People who stand up in a panic getting their bags out of the overhead locker in an airplane.
Right, you're not going anywhere.
Right. What are you doing, man? What in the world are you doing? Little things that drive people crazy. Leaving your dishes in the sink when the dishwasher is a foot away. Rinse it and put it in the dishwasher.
Like, just turn around, man. It's right there.
Right.
It's
right there. Just put it there. There's
people who do, there's people who don't. I can't figure that out either.
I'm at fault for it, depending on my mood, but it's also just the two of us living there, so she can deal with it for a little bit.
I have three bowls in my sink.
Right there you go. Sometimes you know you're just going to get to it when you get to it.
Yeah.
If I'm at somebody else's house, yeah, I'm going to clean off that plate.
Correct.
Right away.
If I'm living with somebody else, but you're right, it's my sink. So I'm like, all right.
When you approach an intersection and a driver coming from the other direction cuts the corner and then glares at you because they are over your line and too close to your car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I believe you just went through this recently, Ted.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, right. Like, I'm making a right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Also, if you're in parking garages and it's two-way traffic, try to stay on your side.
Mm-hmm.
Or just stay on your side.
Families who walk four wide slowly in front of me in the shopping center.
How about coworkers down the sidewalk downtown? It's a wall. It's a wall that you can't penetrate.
Like, whatever it is. Like, move out of the way. This is basic stuff, man.
And also, I have some friends to do this. If it's a small sidewalk, and you're walking two by two. If I slow down, I'm trying to get behind you to let somebody pass.
Right.
Don't slow down with me.
When people recite a phone number on a message too fast and I have to replay it six times to write the damn thing down.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad at that.
That was a really big problem back in the day.
1-800-121-2121
It's normally like a doctor.
206-803-ROCK. 203-8-3-7-6-2-5.
Right. Look,
and also say it clearly.
203-8-3-7-6-2-5.
Give me a call back if you want.
This one says the length of time it takes so many women in a toilet cubicle. It says, what are they doing?
I don't know. I don't understand what happens in a women's bathroom, and I don't want to know.
People who sneeze so loud your eardrums explode.
My brother.
I'll admit I sneeze pretty loud. I've been trying to kill it down a little bit because I understand, like, all right, maybe some of it I'm leaning in a little bit too much, but there's nothing that feels better. If I'm in the car by myself, I will howl that thing out. It is not to try to get attention, man. That just feels better.
Yeah, I've been sneezing. It's pretty loud.
And then I'll leave you with this, the last little thing that drives people nuts. Door handles in public toilets that you have to pull when exiting. I just washed my hands. Now I have to grab this dirty-ass door handle.
That's my only argument. You encourage people to wash their hands, which they should, but it's like, this is not just a door handle, which is already covered in. This is a bathroom door handle. Yeah, this is correct. Like the worst door handle of door handles. Correct. It might be worse than the handle that flushes the toilet.
Right.
I mean, honestly, like, I just washed my hands.
I do appreciate when they got the little kickstand that you can actually pull the door open with your foot. Uh-huh. That's nice. A nursing home in Pittsburgh had an intruder make himself comfortable, but you won't believe who the intruder was, Miles.
Who was the intruder?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, if we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 22-year-old Melanie Galeaz of somewhere in Massachusetts. Now, when she was younger, Melanie was bitten by a tick. Now, the good news is nothing much happened at the time, but recently she started developing some of the symptoms of Lyme's disease. And as the symptoms got worse, Melanie, she finally sought medical advice and explained to the doctors, look, man, when I was younger, I was bitten by a tick. Obviously, it's something we monitored. Obviously, it was something we worried about. But only now are the symptoms setting in, which is not necessarily uncommon for Lyme's disease. Now, the doctors ran a few tests. They came back with good news. She did not and does not have Lyme's disease. Her symptoms were real, but they were the result of her tampon that she hadn't taken out for 2 years.
For two years.
Yeah, it somehow ended up horizontal.
Oh, God.
And started dissolving. She forgot that the thing was even in there. But anyway, as that thing was decomposing, the symptoms she got seemed like Lyme's disease.
Toxic shock.
Yeah, and she's like, I think it's the tick bite. And you're like, nah, it's probably the tampon that's been in there for 24 months. But anyway, yeah, it was removed, and she is well on her way to recovery.
Yay.
So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola.
Your winner on a Bad Choice Friday coming up next.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.